This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna through video conferencing from Ranchi Airport. The flag off event of 6 Vande Bharat trains was scheduled in Jamshedpur. He also laid the foundation stone and dedicated various railway projects of Jharkhand worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. Mr. Modi reached Ranchi Airport this morning to proceed for Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to low visibility and inclement weather. Addressing people through video conferencing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the operation of Vande Bharat trains will enhance economic and cultural activities in eastern India, including Jharkhand and neighboring states. Prime Minister Modi also released the first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees was digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, a sanction letter of 32,000 houses were distributed. Housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed 46,000 beneficiaries was also held. Addressing the people, Mr. Modi said 2 crore additional houses will be constructed in next 5 years. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has reached Jamshedpur and addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the Chief Minister post after 2 days. He said, in the next couple of days, a meeting of the Aam Aadmi Party MLAs will be held to decide a new Chief Minister. Mr. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly election in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year, along with Maharashtra elections. Addressing the party workers at the party office in the national capital, Mr. Kejriwal added that he will not sit on the chief minister chair until the people give their verdict. The Supreme Court had granted him bail in the Delhi excise policy case on Friday. The death toll in the building collapse in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh has risen to 10. The 3-story building collapsed in the Zakir colony of Meerut yesterday evening. Rescue operation completed this morning and the debris has been cleared. 5 people have been evacuated. Meerut District Magistrate Deepak Meena said there were 15 people in the building when the incident happened. Rescue teams, including the NDRF and SDRF, worked all night to clear the area. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion of Onam. In a message, President Draupadi Murmu said Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. President Murmu said the festival of prosperity also encourages people to promote social harmony. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the festival Onam weaves communities together through cherished traditions and serves as a heartfelt reminder of the enduring values of compassion and sacrifice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also conveyed his greeting on the occasion of Onam and he prayed for peace, prosperity and well-being all over. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall and moderate flash flood risk over gigantic West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall for Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Additionally, parts of Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim and Assam may experience heavy rainfall during the day. The IMD forecast light to moderate rain with thunderstorms for Delhi NCR region. The Supreme Court will continue hearing on R.G. Kaur Medical College Sumoto case on Tuesday. The apex court has taken Sumoto cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last month. A 3-judge bench headed by C.J.I. D.Y. Chandrachur will continue the fresh status report of the Central Bureau of Investigation. The 4th edition of Global Bio India 2024 concluded successfully after showcasing India's biotech prowess. The 3-day event was themed on the potential and opportunities in biotech innovation and biomanufacturing and its impact on the bioeconomy. In Global Bio India, the country's biotech startups unveiled 11 products that showcased the country's emerging talent in biosciences. The event was organized by Ministry of Science and Technology between 12th to 14th of this month in New Delhi. Doordarshan completes 65 years of its glorious journey today. Established on 15th September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's TV broadcasting era. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.